Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2268. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you do send one in, and you're in the US, we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the US, we'll email you a PDF version. Now, the easiest way to send in a question is to email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, like today, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given, again, this is the first Q&A episode of the month, it's time. So I've always been obsessed with Batman, but I wasn't always interested in the things I talk about on this podcast, nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then I decided to focus my attention on helping others. I didn't want anyone else to experience the pain and anguish of a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. Now, in order to do that, I wanted to make sure I had credibility. This is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead help you understand my perspectives. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really make sure I covered all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist. I'm a certified health education specialist and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for over 15 years now, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, I've presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I talk about on this podcast. So I say all of these things because I want you to know that when I provide my commentary after each episode, and when I answer the questions you send in, like today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Oh, and why do I call myself Dr. Neil? Well, it's because most folks don't know how to pronounce my last name, especially when I'm introducing myself to my students, usually at the beginning of the semester. They'll say, Dr. Malik? So I say, you know what, let's just make it easier. Why don't you just call me Dr. Neil? All right, and with that, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Barbara writes, how can we balance between taking days off to rest and avoid injury while pushing ourselves past our comfort zones to achieve higher levels of fitness? In other words, how do we know when to rest and when to push ourselves beyond our preconceived limits? All right, first, thank you for taking the time to email your question in, Barbara. The general consensus is yes, rest or recovery days are important to help prevent injury and overtraining. It's believed that rest days will help us perform better during our next workout too. And I have tried to find a specific answer to this question, meaning how often should we take rest days? And sadly, there is no consensus, meaning there is no straightforward answer to this question. You gotta love it when this happens. So instead, what we have to do is rely on anecdotal evidence, meaning we have to rely on experience instead of actual published research. And this is not usually what I like to do, but sometimes we're forced into this corner. All right, so since we have to rely on anecdotal evidence and our own experiences, That basically concludes this episode. Thank you so much for listening. What's that? I should keep talking? Okay, I'll explain and try to come up with a more specific answer for you, Barbara. I'm the type that dreads rest days. I look forward to working out. I plan my days around my workouts. Even though I know rest days are important, I would skip them if I could. So, why are rest days important? Well, we know that exercise stresses the body. Don't get me wrong, it's a good type of stress. We're making the heart beat harder and faster. We're forcing our nerves and muscles to work, and the brain and spinal cord have to help coordinate all of this. This all leads to stress on the body. Again, good stress. But here's the catch. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. What can happen is too much exercise can lead to an overproduction of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. Too many stress hormones can lead to us feeling, well, stressed. Just like when we experience too much psychological stress, like when we've got too much going on at work and at home, we may start to feel tired, irritable, unmotivated. We may lose sleep. Our immune system may not work as well. Our appetite may change, and we may even experience depression. These are all signs and symptoms of too much psychological stress and overtraining. So when we don't take rest days, we may experience many of these same symptoms. But beyond this, inadequate rest can lead to overuse injuries. So to help decide whether we need a rest day or two, we could think about how our bodies and minds are feeling. Are our muscles feeling extra sore, like more sore than usual? Have we had trouble sleeping? Are we feeling extra tired? All of these may be symptoms that we're due for a rest day. Now, here's how I know I'm ready for a rest day. I wake up after my usual amount of rest the night before, but I still find it hard to get out of bed. Not necessarily because I'm sore, but I'm just dragging. Sometimes I'll ignore this signal and think it's just my brain being lazy and try and get in a workout anyway. So here's my backup test. I'll start my warm-up before the workout, and I'll find that my warm-up is killing me. I'll feel out of breath when I normally wouldn't. My body feels like it just wants the warm-up to be over. To me, between waking up and dragging my body and feeling out of breath during my warm-up, these are all signals that today's not the day to try and push myself. Instead, I need to forget my planned workout and think about performing maybe some light stretching or doing those chores and running those errands I'd been postponing. So let's say we are due for a rest day. What does a rest day actually mean? One option is something that seems like an oxymoron, a rest day workout. So here, instead of performing the same workout at your usual intensity, you perform it at a much lower intensity. You could perform some stretching or relaxing yoga exercises too, or don't complete a formal workout. Instead, stay active throughout the day by running errands, doing chores around the house, or just taking the dog for a walk. This is sometimes called active recovery. A rest day workout and active recovery can be really helpful when you're trying to heal sore muscles. This is because working sore muscles at a light intensity sends blood, which is rich in nutrients and oxygen, to those muscles. More blood flow means faster recovery. The other option is to use passive recovery. This is where you limit how much you move throughout the day. You definitely don't complete a workout, even one at a low intensity. You might even limit how many chores and errands you run. Instead, you focus on refueling your body with nutrient-dense foods and rehydration. I often recommend passive recovery when someone is experiencing pain, is sick, or injured. So, how many days off should we give ourselves? This is where it gets even muddier. From what I've seen, most healthcare professionals recommend giving the body 2 to 3 days of rest each week. These days do not necessarily have to be back to back. In fact, it's often recommended that we don't take more than 2 days off in a row. Again, the exceptions to this would be pain, illness, or injury. In those cases, take as much time off as needed. So the bottom line is this. There is no strict recommendation when it comes to when to take rest days. Instead, it really depends on the person, their workouts, and how their body is feeling. But consider taking 2 to 3 days off per week and space out those rest days as needed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Barbara. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.